Hello everyone, this is Eblen on Kalik. I am getting ready to post my next segment. This one's going to have to do with my fairy fables. And I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to read three different poems. And you can find them on my blog, Eblen on Kalik's Fantastic Minds Poetry to Inspire. And you can also find me as Eileen Countryman on Facebook. I hope you enjoy my poems, but it's in my Fairly Fairy Fables collection, and I will be reading three of them. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoy. Adventures by Eblen on Kalik. Once upon a rhyme, oops, my bad time, 'twas this land far away, fairyland some will say. My friends, come join me, an adventure awaits thee, a land of the unknown, where imagination is grown. All you do, 'tis open a book or two, anything is possible you see, fairies and sprites, land of the free, dragons and unicorns too. Jack the Ripper, Cinderella's shoe, a mouse named Mickey, you may know, Peter Pan and Where the Red Fern Grows. So many books for you to read. Adventures await, please proceed. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago. I hope you enjoyed this poem by Teresa Eileen Countryman or my pen name Eblen on Kalik. Thank you for listening. This is poem number two of my Fairly Fairy Fables collection, The Misadventures in Fairyland. Once upon a rhyme, oops, my bad, time, there lived these gnomes, how sublime. Ruby and Stymie were their names, Trixie and Tipsy were fairies who played games. One day, as the story goes, Trixie got lost, sadness bestows. Tipsy knew the pixie named Prixie would be lost. For Trixie and Prixie were the best of friends at all cost. Pixies and fairies were the Hatfields and McCoys, fighting and bickering, hurting and joys. But Trixie and Prixie, hiding and all, they became fast friends, as I recall. Well, time goes on, one day, then two. Trixie looked everywhere, her friend she pursue. Ruby joined Prixie, she is Trixie's friend too. The days are long, the storms are plenty, tears and fears of Trixie, they are many. Trixie is lost, she runs and she cries, the dragons are chasing her as she flies. She dodges and darts, dragons fire, the dragons burn everything until they tire. The enchanted forest does not burn, you see, the flames turn to fairy dust, cold plenty. Ruby and Trixie behold this sight. Fairy dust everywhere, golden light. Ruby, a gnome, all knows can't fly, catches a ride on a dragonfly. Prixie and Ruby fly so high, in search of their friend, 'tis why. In the blink of a moment, tragedy struck, the dragonfly beneath the hummingbird did duck. Guess what happened to Ruby next, my friend? For a gnome, she doesn't fly too well. Don't pretend. She got knocked off her ride midst flight. She tumbled and turned, twist a mite, screaming and wailing. Trixie saw her friend sailing. Trixie, relieved, she found her way. She flew after her friend, catching her that day. Long story short, and I mean truly short somehow, Trixie is home with Tipsy, Prixie, Ruby, and Stymie now. Moral of the story? Trust and faith, elated and sweet. Don't get lost. Watch where you fly. Adventures repeat. Adventures continue, part two, a later date, my friend. Trixie, Tipsy, Ruby, Stymie, and Prixie, more lessons to send. Continued at a later date. And that was one of my originals written by Eblen on Kalik. And thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you. This is my third poem from my collection, my Fairly Fairy Fables collection. It's called The Shenanigans of Foolery. I be might, I be we, a trite little man you see. Tommy by name, foolery is my game, 'tis the same. Tommy, foolery, and foolery at play on this very day. Be my friend, be my foe, 'tis the same, foolery, 'tis my flow. What be foolery, you ask me? Let me see. Foolery, some may say, 'tis foolish play on this day. Foolery, others say, is silly play, mischief on its way. Now, my dear friend, shenanigans, I dare say, a message I must send. Beware, beware of the creepy, spooky shenanigans I dare share. Lend me your ear and set a spell, a story for you I must tell. Long, long, so very long ago, a long time ago, okay, yesterday. Whose story is this, mine or yours, Mochara, my friend in Irish? A secret I must share, Mochara, my friend, a message I doth extend. Stop interrupting me, a leprechaun I be, I may turn and flee. I run fast and you can't catch me, so hush now, let it be. Shenanigans is an quizzical word, one that takes great play. Mischief, mischief, mild, amused puzzlement you see on this very day. My dad was an evil sprite, my mom was by contrast opposite, I am glad. I am 50-50, they say, neither good nor bad. A shoe cobbler I be, what else can a leprechaun do, you see? We run from children on rainbows and say, catch me if you can. Blarney, I dare say, me gold is mine, all mine. To take me gold would be a crime. I work hard in mischief play. My favorite prank, you see by far, a smile, a nod, a wink, behavior bizarre. I nimbly tend a shoe or two. I make one small and one big in lieu. So next time your shoe does not fit, bigger, bigger by a bit. Tommy Foolery was here, thus foolery was near. I shrunk a shoe and one I grew. The sizes are off by inches, one or two. Now I must be off, for foolery is due. 'Tis Tommy Foolery and foolery I pursue. And that is by Evelyn Ankalik. And I hope you enjoyed listening to it. And thank you for listening. And tune in next time for more of Evelyn Ankalik's poetry. Thank you.